Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
A complaint at her apartment building led to a woman being pepper sprayed. I'm Luke Luker.
How long a Rockville banker got in prison for stealing millions from religious institutions? I'm Megan Cloherty.
When kids commit crimes, should accountability be shared at home? I'm John Doman.
It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Rescuers have been working frantically to pull survivors from the wreckage of a massive train collision in India. This survivor spoke through an interpreter.
10 to 15 people fell on me when the accident happened, and everything went haywire. I was at the bottom of the pile.
This man rushed to the scene.
Many people were there asking desperately for water. Lots of people, including women from my village, came out to help.
Nearly 300 people have been killed, at least 900 injured when two passenger trains collided with a stationary freight train. President Biden will sign the debt ceiling bill into law today. Speaking last night, the president said the bill wasn't perfect, but it could have been worse.
The original House Republican proposal would have cut health care for up to 21 million Americans on Medicaid.
Passage of the bill means the U.S. will not default on the nation's debt. Troubling findings in an investigation into a child's death in Border Patrol custody. Her father is distraught.
They killed my daughter. It was a medical emergency.
The 8-year-old who had health conditions died on May 17th. The investigation said that a nurse practitioner refused repeated requests to call for an ambulance. The UN mission in Sudan has been renewed for 6 months as warring parties continue to fight. U.S. diplomat Robert Wood spoke at the UN Security Council meeting.
We hope that the Council can come together in the months ahead and agree on a resolution that more accurately reflects the situation on the ground and empowers the mission to better support an end to the conflict, protection of human rights, unhindered humanitarian assistance, and the resumption of a process to achieve a democratic political settlement.
The battles in Sudan have displaced more than 1 million people. An agreement by a UN group meeting in Paris addresses pollution from plastic. Samoa's representative said her small island nation in the South Pacific does little to contribute to the problem, but suffers greatly from it.
These plastics wash upon our shores, threaten the livelihoods of our people, hinder our tourism and fisheries industries, among others, and suffocate our ecosystems.
Some 170 nations participated in the talks. Google-owned YouTube makes a major change in its election misinformation policy.
Former President Trump and his supporters continue to engage in election denialism, despite no evidence that he was the victim of fraud. Now his claims and others like them about fraud, counting errors, or computer glitches keeping him from being reelected won't be removed from YouTube. In a statement, the company said keeping in place its election integrity policy created in December 2020 could end up curtailing political speech without meaningfully reducing the risk of violence or other real-world harm.
This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's 10:03 on Saturday morning, June the 3rd, 78 degrees in our area. Temperatures heading up to the high 70s, low 80s today. Good morning, everyone. I'm Dan Ronan. Thanks for joining us here on WTOP. Updating now on the status of the sale of the Washington Commanders. It is said to be moving along nicely after the NFL's Finance Committee pointed out some unusual complexities in the Josh Harris $6 billion plus purchase of the team. The Washington Post reports Harris will meet with the committee next week. He's promising to make the necessary adjustments to get approval from the league's ownership. The assurances for now have Harris going to the league optimistic that the finance committee will recommend the approval and that the deal will be ratified in the coming weeks. This is according to two sources familiar with the sale process speaking with the Post. One of the sources says the deal is, quote, 90% in the 90% plus range. The NFL and a Harris spokesman both declined to comment on the Washington Post story. There's a new superintendent of schools in Loudoun County. The school board has chosen Aaron Spence. He's currently the superintendent in Virginia Beach.
Spence has been superintendent in Virginia Beach since 2014 and will now move to Loudoun County after a 6-2 school board vote. He led Virginia Beach at a time it reported its highest graduation rates on record. School board chairman Ian Sorotkin read a statement from Spence Friday night.
I want to thank the board for entrusting me with the responsibility of continuing to build upon the already solid foundation of academic excellence in LCPS.
Spence takes over as fallout continues from two in-school sexual assaults by the same student in 2021. Former Superintendent Scott Ziegler was fired in December. Board member Tiffany Polifko says the current board isn't going to fix the wound in the school system.
I understand that we need to heal and we need to move on, but right now we have a gaping wound in our school system.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
A D.C. woman says she was pepper sprayed after she went to complain about something that was wrong at her Adams Morgan apartment building.
Christine Corbin says she went to the assistant property manager about them taking down notices of the formation of a tenants association. She videoed the argument. Corbin speaking with NBC4.
I could not open my eyes for 2 hours. I got hauled off in the ambulance, and I was in Georgetown Hospital for 2 hours. My arms are still burning.
Police plan to charge that property manager with simple assault. Residents at the building on Columbia Road say they've been fed up after days-long water shutoffs to update plumbing. In a statement, UIP Property Management says they are cooperating with police. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
He is not yet 30, but will face 3 years in a federal prison. We're talking about a Rockville man. Prosecutors say he took part in an elaborate bank fraud scheme, stealing millions from churches and other religious institutions.
A jury convicted 29-year-old Diape Sek of Rockville for his role in stealing nearly $2 million by stealing checks from the mail. Federal prosecutors say Sek, who was a customer service representative at a bank, opened 412 bank accounts and fake identities in just a one-year period in exchange for cash bribes. Prosecutors say checks payable to and written from churches and other institutions were deposited into many of those accounts, and then they say Sek and at least eight other co-conspirators would withdraw the money at ATMs. Megan Clougherty, WTOP News.
The recent rise in juvenile crime, especially violent crimes, has elected leaders in Prince George's County ready to go back to their colleagues in Annapolis to ask for help.
Prince George's County State's Attorney Aisha Braveboy says the community as a whole is failing too many kids right now, but that it starts at home.
We have to ensure that families, that parents know where their children are, know who they are affiliating themselves with, know whether or not they're in school.
She says she plans to launch a truancy initiative aimed at getting more kids back in school, but she also plans to talk with state lawmakers about the role parents need to play.
There really are very limited mechanisms for the prosecutor's office to hold parents accountable.
It's too early to say what that could look like yet.
We have to have conversations about that.
And they have time since lawmakers don't go back to Annapolis until next year. John Dome in WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP after traffic and weather.
Gig work is becoming a good fit for seniors, too. I'm Jeff Glable.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's check in with Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dan. Welcome to the mid-Saturday afternoon. Actually,
Saturday morning.
I know. I'm trying to date myself and haven't finished all my coffee yet, so please excuse me, folks. If you're on the Beltway in Virginia, you're in pretty good shape right now between Alexandria and McLean. New problems on 66 eastbound after Nutley Street as you head toward the Beltway. The right lane blocked for a broken down vehicle. If you're traveling in Haymarket, 15 near 55 Washington Street, that's where we had the report of a crash. Otherwise, I-95 southbound, you're on the brakes going across the Occoquan and down to 123. Further south, delays as you head toward Garrisonville. Between Garrisonville and Route 630 in Stafford, that crash activity was along the right side. We understand no lanes are blocked, but may have, of course, some onlooking delays there. If you're southbound on I-95, keep in mind your express lanes are pointed in the southbound direction. Northbound I-95, off and on the brakes in separate stretches right now between Triangle and the Prince William Parkway. Then again, approaching Lorton as you head toward Newington, but your travel lanes are open and available there. I-395 looks good between Edsel Road and the 14th Street Bridge. Traveling in the district, northbound DC-295 after Pennsylvania Avenue, a single lane gets you by the work zone. Further north, after Burroughs Avenue, as you head toward Eastern Avenue, you're staying to the right in order to get by the work zone there. No problems on the freeway so far between the 14th Street Bridge and the 11th Street Bridge. Traveling the Beltway in Maryland, brief delays on the outer loop as you leave University Boulevard headed toward Georgia Avenue. The good news is your travel lanes are open and available. Thinking about an electric car? Plug into fitsmall.com and find your electric ride today. Check out the Hyundai Ioniq, the VW ID4, or the Chevy Volt at fitsmall.com. That's the Fitzway. Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Thanks, Rob. Now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Mild and humid out there this morning. We're in the upper 60s to low 70s right now. We've got 78 at 11 a.m. Afternoon highs around 82. Then this evening, temperatures in the low 70s, making it very comfortable once we get the rain out of here. The rain chances will not be that high. Only this afternoon, around 30 to 40%. And a few rumbles of thunder cannot be ruled out as well. Rain comes to an end by sunset, and then those temperatures fall down to 57 later tonight. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
Temperatures warming up in our area. 79 in Georgetown. It's 75 in Bowie. 79 degrees in Leesburg at 1010 on WTOP. Weather brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today to schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's check in with Jeff Claybaugh.
Gig workers aren't just younger people looking to make a little extra money. The gig economy is now attracting seniors near or in retirement, and all those years of working put them in big gig economy demand.
A lot of people forget how many skills they've picked up over their careers. People have done all sorts of things, you know, like writing or crunching numbers. People have developed a skill of talking to other people, connecting with people, leading in some form or fashion, figuring out, you know, how to solve tough problems. All of that stuff matters in the gig economy.
That's Alex Atwood at Falls Church-based Gravy Work, which connects gig workers with available jobs. No cost to the gig worker signing up. Plus, they get a little help in figuring out what's best.
People can, like, think about what they're good at and then find places that need those skills. And we have what we call talent coordinators who work individually to ensure that everybody that comes on the platform has the right idea in terms of how they want to use their time.
Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, negotiations, critical negotiations between UPS and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters get underway in Washington, D.C. on Monday. We'll talk about it coming up. WTOP News time now. It's 10:12.
These are emails filling your employees' inboxes. Downloads beaming from device to device. And any one of them could be a cyber attack. Is it possible to keep your small business safe? It is with Comcast Business Security Edge. It helps keep your connected devices protected. And you can monitor threat activity in real time. So this
security threat
is the last thing you need to worry about. With Comcast Business, advanced security isn't just possible, it's happening.
Get started with fast speeds and advanced security for $39 a month for 12 months with no annual contract. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card with a qualifying bundle. Call or go online today to learn more. Offer ends 6/21/2023. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments. New 50 megabits per second internet and security edge customers only. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
10:13.
Court Furniture Outlet's annual Memorial Day sale has been extended through Saturday. Court furniture prices are always super low because they lease their furniture for use in model homes, movies, and television by home stagers and corporate offices. And when the furniture comes back, they sell it for pennies on the dollar. Now through Saturday, you'll save even more on everything you need to brighten up your home or make your workplace more comfortable with Court's Friends and Family Discount. Get an additional 25% off your entire purchase. Plus, mention you heard us on the radio and take an extra 10% off. That's a total of 35% off our already discounted prices. Some exclusions may apply. See store for details. Stop in today at one of our 5 locations in the DMV, in Capitol Heights, Rockville and Catonsville, Maryland, and in Alexandria and Chantilly, Virginia. Or go to courtfurnitureoutlet.com. That's C-O-R-T furnitureoutlet.com.
Coming up on WTOP, Ben Raby has sports. Good news for the 3 area baseball teams, including the University of Maryland Terrapins. Sports in 10 minutes.
The Cyber Executive Order tasks agencies to improve their cybersecurity posture. Observability across systems and applications requires a trusted partner. Forink is an IBM Platinum partner, helping government turn observability into automated action. Forink empowers agencies to maximize productivity and efficiency through IBM's Instana Observability Platform, detecting risks affecting customer experience. Paired with IBM's Turbonomic software, users automate and ensure continuous performance. Visit FOURINC.com to learn more.
This is WTOP News.
10:14 now on WTOP. With fewer than 60 days to go until the current labor contract expires, negotiations resume Monday in Washington, D.C. between Atlanta-based parcel delivery giant UPS and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, representing an estimated 360,000 UPS drivers and other workers. Joining us to discuss the contract talks, Transport Topic senior government reporter Eugene Malero. Eugene, why should we be paying attention to these contract negotiations?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Well, UPS is obviously a major player in the nation's supply chain, and this union knows that. The Teamsters have been arguing that since the pandemic, the U.S. and global economy really changed, raising consumer expectations for the delivery of home goods. And UPS workers, Dan, they say they played a really important part in that, you know, making UPS a more valuable company. 24 million packages that UPS ships on an average day amount to the equivalent of, say, 6% of the nation's gross domestic product. That's according to the company. And that's good for about one quarter of the nation's overall U.S. parcel volume, Dan.
Eugene, what are going to be the big issues when the two sides get down to the bargaining table?
You know, simply put, it's about money and work rules, basically. The drivers say UPS has had three very strong years with exceptional quarters, due really largely because of the pandemic. And they point out that workers were on the job every day during COVID. They also, you know, the union, they also want significant work rule changes, especially concerning drivers, those who work on the weekends. Some years ago, Dan, UPS and FedEx expanded to Saturday and Sunday delivery services. Still, those drivers are paid less than the Monday through Friday delivery drivers, and the union says pay and benefit parity is a top priority.
Eugene, is the possibility of a strike in early August a possibility? Got about 40 seconds left.
Well, Sean O'Brien, the new Teamsters leader, ran on a platform of being tough on contract negotiations. He says there's no contract. If there's no contract, the members will strike. The union also has an estimated $300 million strike fund. They say they will tap if there is a walkout. For context, Dan, UPS did have a strike in the summer of 97 that lasted about 2 weeks. That took its toll on the company.
Eugene Malero, senior government reporter with Transport Topics at ttnews.com. UPS, by the way, their top management says they believe a contract can be a win-win-win for everyone, and they say they expect a lot of noise during the contract talks, but they believe a contract can indeed be ratified. 10:17 on WTOP, a quick look at the top stories we're working on this morning. In a 13-minute Oval Office address, President Joe Biden declared that the bipartisan debt ceiling deal is, his words, a crisis averted. He's set to sign the legislation later today. Loudoun County Public Schools have hired Aaron Spence, the superintendent of Virginia Beach Public Schools, to be the new school superintendent in Loudoun County. Keep it here on WTOP. Full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's check in with Rob in the WTOP Traffic Center.
And we'll check right into Maryland on the Interloop through Prince George's County, leaving Route 1 College Park, headed toward the BW Parkway. Some delays there, but your travel lanes are open and available. No problems on I-95 right now. BW Parkway southbound before NASA Goddard. That's where we had the report of a crash earlier. We believe that may be cleared to the shoulder and your travel lanes are available. Headed to the beach, eastbound 50 going across the Bay Bridge. Three lanes are east and two lanes in the westbound direction, running without any kind of delay so far. Traveling back in Maryland. At this point, if you're on DC 295, actually that's in district, southbound DC 295 in great shape. As you leave Eastern Avenue headed toward East Capitol Street, is northbound DC 295 headed past Pennsylvania Avenue. You got a single lane getting by the work zone. Then further north
past Burroughs Avenue as you head toward Eastern Avenue. You're staying right to get by the work zone there. In Virginia, on the George Washington Parkway, both ways, between the Beltway and 123, also a spout run, there is work set up so a single lane gets you by. Otherwise, if you're traveling eastbound on 66, delays, leaving Nutley Street headed toward the Beltway with a broken down and the tire changer is blocking the right lane. I-95 southbound on the brakes going across the Occoquan, then delays hit you as you make your way past Quantico down toward Garrisonville and emerge from the express into the main lanes. Further south on I-95 between Garrisonville Road and 630 Stafford, that crash activity is along the right side of the roadway. The Hot 7 scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery are coming in hot. Choose from six different scratch-offs with top prizes from $1,000 to $1 million. Stay hot with Hot 7 scratch-offs. Please play responsibly. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Thanks, Rob. Now let's check in with 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Temperatures are pretty warm out there this morning, upper 60s to low 70s. Expect 78 by 11 a.m., 78 as well by 4. Afternoon highs around 82 degrees this afternoon. Evening temperatures in the upper 60s. Then tonight we're down to 57. Highs tomorrow, 77 degrees. A few afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Most of us will not see the rain, but if you do, it's not going to last too long, anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
We've punched through the 80s mark this morning around our area. 81 right now in Manassas, 81 degrees in Frederick, 79 degrees at Metro Center at 1021. Weather brought to you by New Look Home Design. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials and labor. Coming up on WTOP, some scammers, online scammers, are finding new ways to try and separate you from your money. We'll have more on that in just a few moments. WTOP News Time, it's 1021.
Success is picking up extra shifts, but now you want to be the boss. Success is getting your foot in the door, but now you want to take the next step. Success looks different to everyone. And for more than 75 years, University of Maryland Global Campus has been helping working adults like you succeed again. Choose from more than 125 degree and certificate programs with online and hybrid courses. Undergraduate courses start June 14th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate by CHEV.
Feeling comfortable is key, especially when somebody else's hands are in your mouth. Dave Preston here on the Cascade Center for Dental Health put me at ease when I started seeing them earlier this year. Dental health is critical to your overall health. Don't wait to start a healthier lifestyle. Cascades One is a revolutionary full-mouth implant solution that can create your perfect smile in less than a day. Two locations, Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling and Cascade Center in Burke. Make a no-obligation appointment today, 866-25-SLEEP, or visit cascades1.com.
1022.
Why buy a boring new car when you can have an amazing certified pre-owned luxury car from Select Auto Imports? Select is a five-star dealer that has been in the D.C. area for more than 30 years. Customers know that the BMWs, Mercedes, and Maseratis at Select feel like they are brand new. Drive your dream car with no payments for 3 months. And for a limited time, all premium vehicles are up to 33% off MSRP. Select Auto Imports in Alexandria, Virginia. Drive luxury for less and find out what drives you.
This is Dr. Tracy Applebaum with a solution for your summer pet care needs. The staff at the Rocky Gorge Resort and Spa are waiting to pamper your loved one. Medical boarding is also available for pets who require more intensive care. Veterinarians are present in hospital 24/7. Boarding patients must be flu vaccinated and have a negative fecal exam within the last year. Medical boarders must be approved by a doctor. Please visit us at RockyGorgeVet.com to schedule your reservation.
This is WTOP News.
1023, here's an update on the last weekend shooting that left three people dead and a fourth man seriously injured in Woodbridge. Prince William County Police have identified the suspected gunman. They're searching for a 28-year-old man. His name is Donald Baracanosi. He is having a $10,000 reward being offered for information leading to his arrest and conviction. The shooting happened May the 26th on Birchdale Avenue. Police say that several people were at a home for a gathering when some type of fight occurred and a suspect pulled out a gun and began firing. When it was over, three people were dead. Summer is a time to relax, but it's also a time where we can't let our guard down. Scams are on the rise. Because many of the fraudsters know that summer vacations are a time when we focus on taking a break and looking to maybe unwind a little bit. IntelliCheck CEO Brian Lewis says the main thing to look out for online is when the deals just seem to be too good to be true.
Look at the URL on anything that's emailed to you very carefully, because that's going to let you know whether it's good or bad.
Lewis also says if you do become a victim of a scam, contact your local bank or credit card company or the Federal Trade Commission. Now here's WTOP's Brennan Hazelton with a fresh edition of the WTOP Beer of the Week.
I am with Greg Engert, beer director for the Neighborhood Restaurant Group. What's on tap this week?
This week we have a beer called Eyinger Maibach from the very amazing Eyinger Brewery out of Bavaria, a spring seasonal lager that's crisp, refreshing, and strong.
Tasty German beers.
Balanced, big, bold, and only available one time a year.
What would you pair it with?
Fantastic with grilled steaks or grilled veggies. I love it with baked ham, mac and cheese, and barbecue.
Greg, thank you as always. Everyone, be sure to bring your thirst next time for another Beer of the Week.
And for more about Beer of the Week, go to WTOP.com, search for the words, wait for it, beer.
Sports at 25 and 55, powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
Ben Raby, a very big baseball game in North Carolina involving a local team, and they're not in the major leagues.
No, talking Maryland Terrapins in the NCAA tournament for the third straight year for the first time in program history. They won their tournament opener yesterday, setting the stage, yes, for a tough challenge today as Rob Von Sturps take on the number one team in the country in Wake Forest.
Our team is up for the challenge. I think they're excited about the opportunity. We're very familiar with them. We saw them here last year. We know it's going to be a tall task, but to do what this team is planned to do all along, you got to go take down some big boys, and you know, no better way to start than this one.
Wake Forest, the top pitching team in the country as well. Terrapins and Demon Deacons tonight at 6. Also in the Winston-Salem Regional, an elimination game coming up at noon as George Mason takes on Northeastern. Elsewhere, two straight wins for the Nationals. They beat the Phillies 8-7. Lane Thomas, the go-ahead two-out RBI in the eighth inning. Soccer FA Cup final underway in Manchester City, an early 1-0 lead over Manchester United. WNBA, the Mystics hang on to beat Detroit 75-74. Mystics home again tonight against Minnesota. Ben Raby, WTOP Sports.
Thanks, Ben. Coming up after traffic and weather, President Biden will sign the debt ceiling bill today. We'll get the latest. WTOP News Time, 1026.
I am a soul line dance instructor.
This is Rhonda.
I just love dancing, so I was always willing to dance through the pain, but it was really fun to catch up with me. I've had foot pain, leg pain, everything pain.
And this is Rhonda's good.